Well, they'd have to wash it, they say, in lukewarm water.
Yeah.
Hot, you see, that would just draw it up and ruin it, you see. On material now, there's some. Seemed like my granddaughter had a sweater. She never noticed, never had you know, she put in some hot water while it, well, it fit her and she was grown. It fit about, just a little teenage girl, about 12 years old.
It's
yeah, it shrank up, lay short, and just got to look, she never could wear it no more.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. But now you kind of get that stuff, you know, that knit bonded stuff that don't grow up, you see, and stuff that you don't have to iron, which is a lot better. Used to sprinkle a sheet of clothes down and have them, you know, maybe iron a half a day at a time. But now I hardly ever do any ironing. Well, I've got a yellow suit back here on the bed, but it's kind of cotton, you know. I made it before that I had the scraps, so I made it. It has to be ironed. But I just put a little spray starch on it, you know,
and
all
that. Right.
Yeah, it makes it glossy and look new.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if they've been talking about a girl who likes to stand in front of the mirror and
cramp.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of them likes to do it.
Yeah.
It likes to cramp.
Yeah. Somebody who likes to wear fancy clothes all the time, you'd say, boy, they really like to
dress up.
What would you call a little leather container for putting your coins in?
That'd be what's called a change purse. Yeah, a little change purse to keep your quarters and dimes and nickels in.
What would you wear around your wrist?
Bracelets.
Now it's a type of necklace that has several, you know, it's little things strung together. You call that a
what? You mean a beaded necklace?
Beaded necklace,
yeah.
Or something. Uh-huh. Would you call that a pair of beads sometimes?
Well, if there'd be more than one strand, it would be.
But
yeah.
Otherwise, it'd just be. Just
yes,
beads.
Just be beads, mm-hmm. If like.
What would they wear to hold up their pants?
You mean the men? They wore suspenders.
Well, now what about, you know, on those overalls, that part would come over this, what would that be called?
Elvis calls them
gallus.
It's in a suspender.
He all knows it.
Yeah, he does.
What would you hold over your head when it rains?
Well, now, you know, we'd have them plastic, you know, bonnets like he put on. If you'd be kicked out sometimes, you just slip, add a paper or something, you just hold that over your head.
Did they ever have anything, you know, like that you would put up with?
Umbrellas, yeah, they used them back then and they use them now. Mm-hmm. They do umbrellas. Have one in the car out there, keep
all
the time.
That's a good thing to keep in the car.
Yeah, it is. If we go to church and it rains before we get in, like enough.
Do you drive?
No, I don't drive. I never did drive one time. That the girl's about all grown. We went up, turned up the road, get the highway and turn around. And when I got home, I didn't even stop. I just went on.
You mean you drove by your house?
Yeah, I drove by. I didn't know how to stop the car. I knew I was home. I didn't know what to do to stop it.
Oh, that's great.
And they laughed at me so, and my husband said, well, we just got too many drivers now, you know, we don't want them to drive. Now I think that, well, I never did care where I learned or not. But now, since he's got older and can't see too good, we never go out anywhere at night unless we go with somebody. But our neighbors is awful good to take us and the children, too, when we want to go. But he does pretty good. I'm a good backseat, you've heard of backseat driver, Sam, haven't you?
Yeah.